Here's a sentence that could not have escaped Barack Obama's attention as he prepared to visit Israel. Israel will almost surely attack Iran's nuclear sites in the next 4 to 7 months. Those were the opening words of an op-ed piece in last Friday's New York Times. The author was Israeli historian Benny Morris, who joins us now from Israel. And Professor Morris, first, in a nutshell, why would Israel preempt whatever diplomatic efforts might be underway to prevent Iran from going nuclear?
Well, I think diplomacy has been going on for the past 5 years, as well as some economic sanctions, and they don't seem to be working. I think Iran is bound for nuclear weaponry. I think they're resolved to get it. And I think that if they get it, there's every chance that they will use it against Israel, and that's why Israel feels threatened.
Why the time frame, 4 to 7 months?
Well, I suppose that's a conjecture on my part. It's partly to do with the advances in the nuclear program itself. The closer it gets to a sort of a point of no return, the more Israel must consider the military option. But I think also Israel is reliant on American cooperation, maybe support political, in some ways military, and they will get that from Bush, who's a very true and trusted friend, and they perhaps in Israel don't know what to expect from the next American president.
You describe this as a view, the view of the Iranian threat that's shared by Israelis of nearly all political stripes. I mean, why wouldn't Israelis assume instead that their own nuclear arsenal could deter Iran's potential nuclear arsenal?
Israel's nuclear arsenal, which has probably existed for about 40 years, has never been directed at anybody, has never been used against anybody, and Israel has never threatened any country with destruction. The Iranians, on the other hand, even before they have the capabilities, are busy threatening Israel and have been threatening Israel with destruction for the past few years. So Israel expects that the Iranians, who are driven by religious fanaticism, their leadership, their regime, may not be deterred like rational people have been by the threat of mutual destruction. And I think Israel's leaders, if they are to be responsible, can't depend on deterrence working. It might work, but it might not. And if you were in Israel's position, you wouldn't leave it to chance.
How do Israelis answer, well, for example, this argument? The Chinese acquired nuclear weapons. In the days of Mao Zedong, there was talk about destroying the West. Nobody called it rational. Policies the Chinese pursued at home were understood now to have been terribly murderous. But China turned into a member of the nuclear club, and deterrence has worked. Perhaps Iran, if it actually acquired a nuclear weapon, would behave differently.
Well, the Chinese at the time and the Russians at the time were completely murderous, but they were also rational. They weren't going to allow themselves to be destroyed in order to destroy the West. The Iranian regime is completely different. It's driven by a religious orthodoxy, which believes in messianic redemption, which believes that Allah will guard them. So I wouldn't rely on deterrence working, because these people are not rational by our lights.
But there is a more rational interpretation of Iranian behavior, which is they've seen non-nuclear neighbors, Iraq and Afghanistan, both invaded. Nuclear Pakistan, treated very deferentially by the United States. Nuclear North Korea, even given some diplomatic respect. The rational lesson learned is get nuclear weapons and you'll be treated a lot better.
I'm sure that an element of self-defense enters into the Iranian nuclear project as one of its driving forces. They want to be a powerful state in the neighborhood and powerful in a deterrent way. But I suspect that they also look offensively and aggressively at places like Israel, and they want to overawe it and ultimately to destroy it. We know it. They say that every day. So there's no reason to disbelieve them.
Can you imagine anything happening between now and next January that would make this unlikely? That is, you wrote, Israel will almost surely attack Iran's nuclear sites in the next 4 to 7 months. Is there something that could underscore that almost and that might turn Israel around?
Well, there's two things. One, that the Americans will do the job. They're much more capable of doing it because of, as I said, their greater air power, their closer reach. The other is that the Iranians will halt the nuclear production process, but I fear that both are unlikely.
Well, Professor Morris, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
It's Benny Morris, who is an Israeli historian and professor of Middle Eastern history at Israel's Ben-Gurion University.